Parshas Tetzave. Beikir, it's about the big day kuhuna. Parshas Shumas, the Kli HaMikdash, the Kelim. Parshas Tetzave is Beikir, the big day kuhuna. Pasuk says, "Asisa big day kodesh la'aron echicha lechovedu letiforis." Should be kovid and tiforis. And Chaim tells this B'derech Agav that what's the nekuda here? So what's the? You wear the begodim. So Memela, he has covered. It's Tiferes. What's the tzivui? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is part of the tzivui. You should make the begodim for Aaron for covered and Tiferes. So Shtel, manafkemina. You wear the begodim, you have it. He talks about it. Okay, I'm not sure if we're going to have time to talk about that, but the Gemara Darshans in Megillah, that it says by the Sudas Achashverish also, Tiferes, Malamit Shalovash Big Day Kuhuno, that he wore, Rashi there brings, it says he wore Big Day Kohen Godel. Achashverish wore Big Day Kohen Godel, wore Big Day Kuhuno. He wore Big Day Kohen Godel. It also says over there that he used the Kli HaMikdosh. And Achashverosh used the Kelim, Mikelim Shoinim. It's because he served with the Kli HaMikdosh. So I once saw a Kasha in the Achroinim that how do you know it was Big Day Kohen Godel? By Big Day Kohen Hedyet, it also says Lechovedu Letiforis. It says about Big Day Kohen Hedyet also. The Dalit begodim, the Kohen Gadol had Shmoyne begodim. How do you know which begodim it was? It says Levnei Aaron Tase Kutonois Asisim Levneite Mikboys Mikboys Tasem Lechoved Ula Teforis. So the Mefarshim ask, it was says Gzeir Shove. How do you know which one? So Grade in the Meshech Chochma Tainis. That as always we do, you can pasuk that by the Kohen Hedyet, the Kriyas HaPasuk Tiferes is only going on the Mikbas. It says Levnei Aaron Tase Kutonois Asisa Lehem Avneitim. It says an Asnachta Umikbois Tase Lehem Lechovid Ula Tiferes. He wants to read the pasuk. The Din Kovid V'Tiferes was only on the hat, none of the other begodim. It was only on the Mikbas, and as I state in the Rashbam. Rashbam says, "Lekovidu letiforis, lefisha hamikbois al harosh, tzrichim yipui noe biyoser." It doesn't matter the clothes so much. The clothes, what you're wearing, how you're wearing, it could be whatever you want. But if you walk around with a Hamburg, right? Just put on a Hamburg; it's already something. And if not, and vice versa, you walk around with a nice, shiny frock and everything, and you have a crushed, dirty, old hat. It's sized up, it's a person sized up, it seems, by his hat. I know what you're going to ask, but there's two roots on that. I have more than one hat. A few hats. Different Barak upon him. Someone once, I don't know if I told the Oilam this story. Stomach. Someone's wife was an Avreich. His wife wanted him to buy a new hat. She tiny. It was old. It was not matimlo. And he said, "It is. It's fine. It's good. The hat's fine. I know hats better." And she said, "No." He said, "Look at the." He had a picture of the Chazanish's hat. If you ever saw the Chazanish's hat. Talk about an old hat. He won the prize. The Chazanish won the prize. The hat of the Chazanish. So it was a vikuach. So they went to his Rebbe. So let's go. So they went to a Baron Leib. And to ask, to be machria, she said, I want him to look more choshev. He should buy a new hat. And he said, I have a raif in the Chazanish's hat. That Talmud Chochem is a ladder with such a hat. So Baron Leib said, that hat, when it's on the Chazanish's head, you can wear such a hat. when there's any hat, when it's on the Chasnish's head, it's a crown. It's a crown. When you have the Chasnish's head, you could also wear that hat. But meanwhile, listen to your wife. So the Mefarshim ask, L'chovet, so the Meshech Chochma, the Rashbam, it's answered the Kasha. The Kasha's answer, because Achashverosh is closed. It's not going on the hat. But I think the more simple teretz al derech hapshat is, the Mechuvan of Achashverosh was to look malchus dik. The Ramban says, L'chovet l'tferes, was the Ramban goes through each one of the big day kuhuna, different mekoyres, that it's all big day malchus. The kolut chelis, the me'il, derech hamalochim for an ephod, all of them are a big name out. So the mechuvan of Achashverosh was to up the kovad hamalchus. It makes more sense that it was big day kohen gadol and not the big day kohen head yet that could be mistaken for tachrichin. They're all white. I mean, so memel if you have a choice where to be makish or the gzeirah shavah instead of kohen gadol. The Kli Yoker has an arichas. One mentioned one nekuda. He says, what was Achashverosh doing? What was the Nakuda over here? He wore the big day kohen gadol. He used the Kli Amigdosh. And it also says there, Achilas Kados. What's Kados? Kados means like the dos of the Yehudim, that Achilas Meruba Mishtiya. That's the klal. And he says, what's the Mechuvan? If you're making a Mishta like Achashverosh, punk fakert. It's like Asudas Purim. Asudas Purim, but there klal, the Achilas is not Kados. So the shti is more than the achila. So says the Kli Yoker, there's stuff like this. He knew it's not a new maisa. Using the kalim is not a new maisa. Bal Shatzer also used it, kalim for the Migdosh, and he got punished. And it was known. So what was Achashverosh's mechuvan? He said, Bal Shatzer, he took the Kli Amigdosh and he used it for his own purposes. Achashverosh, he has an arichas over here. He brings, it's a Gemara Megillah. Not learning Megillah now, but the Gemara is that the Kli Yoker brings, at least. He brings this. The Gemara Darshins. If I can find it. A minute, Rabbi Yitzhak. He brings the Gemara Megillah. There's the Kli Yoker. That Darshan's. I want to say it inside, but I can't find it out. The Gemara Darshins, the Shemois. Sorry. I'll deduct the time, Rabbi Say. It says like this. It's a little out of place, but he said like this. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Beis, it dashes like this. There was a kitrug on Achashverosh during the Suda. It says that it says like this. Vakoriv Elov Karshino Shesar Admoso. Those were the name of the Sorim. Omru Malach Hashos Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Klum Hikrivu Lefanecha Porim B'nei Shona. Shtei Torim Al Mizbeach Adom. Are there any korbonos? It's darshening Karshino and Shaser, it also means Porois Toirim Admosa on the Mizbeach. It says the Tarshish Vishoyam Vyoshva. Morris, the word Tarshish is in the Megillah. And it says, Klum Shimshu Lefanecha Bebigde Kuhuna. Was there any avoided done with the Bigde Kuhuna? Morris Marsino. All words from Persian. Klum Morsu Lefanecha Bedamu Bebenochus. Was there any avoided Saddam over here? That was a kitchug on the whole Suda from the Malachi Ashoris. And Mamela, it was Nena. So practically, Yoka, like, you want to be Mekatrig and Achashverus, there's other things going on over here. A lot of other Averis going on at the Suda. And no. The Tainu was he Makrav any Karbonis? Was there any Avoida done with the Big Day Kahuna? It's a Tema from the Kliyoker. That's them. So he says the Pshat is like this. He says, why did Achashverus do this setup? Big Day Kahuna, the Achila was done properly. Because he said like this. Balshatzer was Nenash, because he went to the park with the big day kuna. He went out on a picnic with the klishoris. That's it. I'm not doing that. I'm making a suda with kedusha v'taira. We're making a suda. We're not going to have shtiyah more than achila. It's going to be achila kedos. We're going to do it the right way. What's our avoda? We're going to have big day kuna klishoris. Mistama, there was some type of mirrors over there. There was no music. Music there wasn't. I'm the Monos Halevi. Why? The whole Monos Halevi. Why there was no music? But there was mirrors. There was Rikudim. He probably brought in some good singers also. No, we're having a... He says, it's not... He was crazy, but he wasn't as... Melech Tipish, maybe he was, but he wants to make a matzav over here, Beis HaMikdash matzav. That's what he did. That was his mechuvan. That was his mechuvan. But what Rabbi said, what was he missing? So Memela, Kliyoker says he named all of the Sorim over there after different korbonos of the Beis HaMikdash, Purim. He says the Shemus was real. That's why Achashverosh called them. Why did he call them? Karshan Sheser Admosa, Shnei Purim. You're either going to be the Toirim and the other korbonos. Morris Marsano, Kenegedet. He had all the names there. This was a... there was one thing he was missing. There was no missing. There was no avoida there. There was no avoida. You're having a great time, but where's the avoida? What are you doing? Lena Blatkemore, did you bring a korban? It was all about fun and games. That's the matzah. It's all about fun and games. Make a record. You sing, have a great time. Go out. We'll fly to Kivrei Tzadikim. I'm leaving out Shemus on purpose. We'll fly to all different, I can get in trouble, maybe in the oven. Fly to all different kivri tzadikim all over the place. Yeah, but if you do avoid it there, it's good. I have to put that in. But otherwise, so the Kliyoka brings, when Avram Avinu made a suda, right? By Gomel Yitzchok, he made a very big suda. The Malachim were Mekatrik. Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at this big suda he's making. Klum hikriv lefanecha parechot, soirechot. He brought a korban. There was a kitchuk on the suda. It was a big kitchuk. So the Malachim answered to the satan that was Mekatrig. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them. He says, afilu im ani oimeloi lahakriv es b'noi Yitzchok, he'll be makriv Yitzchok. Says the Chassam Sofer Pshat. How did that answer? The taina was you're having a whole suda. There's no karbonis over here. Zok the Eibush to Tzurik. Yeah, but if it'll be Makriv Yitzchok, he'll be masking. The Pshat is what does that show? That shows that the whole suda for Yitzchok with all the food and all the everything, all the gashmias. If you're willing to do that all for Yitzchok and Yitzchok himself is willing to be Makriv, that's a simon that everything is for this purpose. So if these matzovim bring a person up to learn better, well, however, joy, it gives you menuchas and nefesh, and it brings a person up in ruchnius, in avodas Hashem, it's great, it's the best thing in the world. But by Achashverosh, it stopped there. That was the Suda. Rabbi, so we're getting a picture into Suda's Achashverosh over here.
connection?
Not in this Kliyoka. He doesn't say a connection in that. Okay. Basically like this. There's a... In the Avnei HaChoshen, it says in Parshas Truma, by the Nidvas HaMishkon, Avnei Shoyam v'Avnei Miluim. What's the taitch of Miluim? Avnei Miluim. There's a Rashi there, which, that's in Truma. But also in Unza Parsha, by the Avnei HaChoshen, it's the Avnei HaChoshen were called Avnei Miluim. It's called Avnei Miluim over there, and also over here. Also in Parshas Tetzaveh. What's Avnei Miluim? Machloik is Rashi in the Ramban. Rashi says the Taitch of Miluim is, the Taitch of Miluim says Rashi, is as follows. It says it on the word Mishpitzois. It says in this week's Sedra, it says, Mishpitzois Zohov Yihiyu Bimilu Oysam. Rashi says, Milu Oysam means, how are the Avonim attached to the Choshen? Rashi says, on the Choshen, there was like a base of gold, which was like a box with sides, and the stones filled up that box. That box is called Mishpitzos. The Moshe of Avonim is called Mishpitzos, and it had sides. So the stones were in those boxes. And Milu Oysa means they would fill the box, but Oifen, you only saw the top of the stone. The Ramban, in Onhei Parshas Truma at the beginning, is Choylik on Rashi. He says, one of his tainas is, if you take precious gems, these 12 stones, were extremely rare rubies, emeralds, one was crystal. They were very rare stones, and they had skulas. If you look at the Rabbeinu Bachai in this week's Sedra, you will see the skula of every single one. Each one. The stone of Ruvain, which was oidem, what color it was, and what was the skula. The stone of Ruvain was isha mekashes leleid, or for someone who couldn't have children. The stone was mesugal. Shimon, his stone was Mekarer Es Haguf. Someone had fever, heat, they were hot, or maybe even anxiety. You held this stone. Levi's stone was Mesugal for Chochma. You have to scratch off the stone and you put it in your coffee. And it was a tremendous Chochma. You take it before Shia, before First Seder. Chavrusa is want to know what you drank this morning. It's, you know, that's Levi. He goes through each one. Yisachar, which is also Torah, was for Ha'oras Einayim. Person was there for, you see much better. Every stone he goes through, because they're extremely, extremely precious, valuable, rare stones. So says the Ramban, if you put it in a box, is that how you show off a stone? You want to see the beauty of a stone? He says, no, you know what Mishpitzos means? Mishpitzos is Ke'en Mazleg, which means the three prongs coming out to hold the stone. He says, Kederech, that we do with Avodim Yikoris, he means the way we set a diamond. When you buy a diamond ring, right, it's prongs that come out and hold it. So why? Because then you see the whole beauty of the stone. That's how you see the beauty. You don't put it in a... That's his taina on Rashi. It says the Ramban, therefore... There was a base of gold with three prongs, three masli coming out, and it held the stone. Not that it was hidden, covered up, and you only saw the top. That's his taina on Rashi, and says the Ramban, so the feed the Ramban, so we need a new taich. What's the taich of Avnei Miluim, Bimilu Oysam? He brings the Gemara in Saita, that these stones had to be put in the Choshen the way they were found, the way they were taken out of the earth, or wherever you found them. You can't cut them or chop them. They have to be whole. And the Gemara says in Saita, how did they write the names on the stones? The Gemara says you can't chip away with Ismal. They use the Shamir. They would be Roshim with ink, the names. They would be Roshim on the bottom, and they put the Shamir on, and it would be Boikas, Me'elov. Right? Everyone knows the Gemara in Saita. And says the Ramban, I'll prove you my pshat, because it only says Miluim, by the Avni Achoshen, the Avni Shoyim, it doesn't say Miluim, because they didn't have this din. Those who were allowed to use an Izmil. So says the Ramban, because a chiluk, that's the Shita's a Ramban. Grad the Rashi and Soita's Mavonatame. Rashi's and Soita learns that they both have to be Shlemas. Miluim lefi the Ramban means Shlemas. Lefi Rashi, that's not the taich of Miluim in the Torah. The word Miluim means filled. Filled. There's an extra drosha from the pasuk that it should be shalom. Given it's machlokes here, if you in the more advanced picture books of the Meleches HaMishkan, you will see two pictures of the Choshen, Shitas Ramban, and Shitas Rashi of how the stones were set. On that Lefi Rashi, why does it say Miluim only by the Avnei HaChoshen? Takasha. Why is it that's where the Ramban's coming from? Miluim means shleimos, not to chop away a piece, and that was only. So Lefi Rashi, why does it say Miluim? So I'll tell you the teretz. If you learn the Rashi as well, you can find it. There was a difference between this box of Zohov that held the stones, Meduktuk Heitev in Rashi, there was a difference between the Avnei Shoyim and the Choshen. By the Avnei Choshen, it was filled. There was a box that went up all around the stone, you only saw the top. By the Avnei HaShoyam, there was a round, like a box of gold, but you saw the edges of the stones sticking up and even perhaps even from the bottom, but it wasn't filled. Bekitza, this halacha that the stone filled up, the Mishpatzah Yisov totally, you only saw the top, no sides at all, that was only by the Avnei HaChoshen, not by the Avnei Shoyim. Okay, there's a lot more here. If we had more time, I would tell you over the Maral Diskin over here. You look it up on Shabbos, what he does with this. Devorim Nifloim Admoid in the Maral Diskin over here. But I'll call upon him just to be moist. If Lefi the Ramban, it comes out that the Avnei Shoyam was with the Shamir. But the Avnei Shoyam, they wrote the names with the Izmil, they chopped it away. The Avnei HaChoshen was with the Shamir. It's a Tzemashmois in the Pasuk, says of Tzvi Hirsch, Tzvi Pesach Frank. By the Avnei Shoyam, the Loshna Pasuk is Upitachta Oysom. Tzemashm, it's Yurasiya. He says, by the Avnei HaChoshen, it doesn't say that. It says the stones are Pituchei Choysom. But it doesn't say the Loshna of the Asiya, that you should write the names, you should carve them. So he wants to be mechadish that putting the shamir on the stone, even though right when you put it down, the shamir splits the stone, that's not your asiyah. Doesn't have a din of your asiyah. Maybe it's a grumma. It's a grumma. You know the behemoth, the animal's going to do it, but I didn't do it, even though you know what's going to happen. Maybe it belongs to the sugi of roichev. If that's called the maisa mashicha, roichev yoshev. No. It's not, that's a different zach. He compares it to the Sugin Shabbos. If you mind me the behem al gabi asovim and the behema eats, that's not toilish. You know the behema is going to eat, but I didn't do it. I put the behema in a place where the behema eats, but it's not toilish. So he says, you put the shamir in a place where it's going to. So that's so mamela, it's not your asiya. That's not called your asiya. And it could have maybe even a nafkamina if it has to be done lishma. All the Asiyas HaKelim has to be done lishma. By the Avnei Shoyim that you're carving them out, it has to be lishma. It's a chelik of the Asiyah, writing the names. Mashenkin over here, it's not. Akoponim. So back to the Machloikas Rashi and the Ramban, Rabbi Yisai. What was the tzura of the Avonim on the Choshen? Like, interesting, the Ramban asks on Rashi, that's not how to set stones. You want to know how to set a nice stone, you find the nice. Where did the Ramban get this Hanocha from? That the Choshen was fancy diamonds being set, like jewelry. Who said? What is jewelry? You're wearing fancy jewelry? That's what the Kohen is, it's jewelry. Maybe not, it's big tekuna. There was aloha, the big tekuna. You have to, interesting. You'll find in the Ramban other places also. The Machloik is Ramban and Rashi, and Rimoinim and Pamoinim, what the Tzura was. It says you should put the Pamoinim, the bells, inside the Rimoinim. Rashi learns it means between. The Pamoinim is between the Rimoinim. It says Beinehem, Beinehem. Rashi means between. Pamoin, Rimoin, Pamoin, Rimoin. Like we were shown in Cheder. The Ramban argues with Kifas. That's not what it looked like. The Pamoin the rimon, I mean, was outside, it was hollow, and the bell, the pamun, was inside. Beinei means inside. When you looked at the me'il, you only saw the rimon. You didn't see any pamonim. You only saw rimonim. The pamonim were inside. Again, if you look at the more advanced pictures, you will see the tzuras ha-me'il with Rashi and the Ramban. I'm saying this b'derech agav. B'derech agav. But we once spoke, I don't remember in a while, if we spoke out of this nekuda with the machlokes, that it could be a lishitasi over here. Said some episode lishitasi. There's a machlokes Rashi and the Ramban in the tzura of the me'il. What did the me'il look like? There's beikar three shitas. The me'il Rashi shita is it was totally round like an undershirt, basically a chaluk. It was like an undershirt, went down but it went to the floor. The Ramban's choylek and the Ramban says no, it was only all around by the neck. It had a slit in the front, a slit down to the bottom. And in the back, it had two slits. Basically, it had arba kanfos. That the Minchas Chinuch in Hilchas Klei Hamikdash asks, lefi the Ramban sheet and the mill, you should have with tzitzis. How come there was no chi of tzitzis? It's a shmuz v'dinei tzitzis. Lefi Rashi, it's not a kasha. There were no corners. Lefi the Ramban, it was a four-cornered begin. The Ramban says it was round. He could open and close it as he pleases. Machlek is in the third sheet of B'mayim Ramuzik is the Raivit. The Raivit and Klei Hamikdash holds the two slits on the side. Not in front, but okay. But let's go with the Rashi and the Ramban. How many pamoinim and rimoinim were there? The Gemara says in Zvochim that there were 72. 36 betzadzeh, 36 betzadzeh. It was an even number. It was an even number. That's all you have to know. There were 72. Even number. So it's like this. If it's split, let's say like the Ramban, it's split. If you're going to learn pamoin v'rimoin lefi Rashi, each pamoin has to be between the rimonim. What does between mean? A rimon on the right, a rimon on the left. So if there's a slit, there's going to be 36 on this side and 36 on this side, which is an even number. Make the cheshbon. Let's say you start with a pamoin. If you start with a pamoin and you put 36, what's the last one? If you start with a rimon, no, you have to start with a rimon. Rimon, pamoin, v'rimon. If you start with a rimon, what's going to be the last one? It's an even number. If you start with a rimon, it's going to be a pamoin. So that last pamoin is not between two rimoinim. Lefi Rashi, that pamoin verimoin and pamoin verimoin, if there's a slit, so split it, so slit. This side you put 36. You start with a pamoin, you'll end with a rimoin. That, if you start with a rimoin, I mean, you'll end with a, you can't start with a pamoin, because then it doesn't have a rimoin on both sides. So you start with a pomegranate, the rimoin, then the last pamoin doesn't have a rimoin on both. So that's why Rashi Lishitasi, that learns it's all around. It's round. So when you put on an even number of 72, each and every pamoin has a rimoin on both sides. Masha'enkein lefi the Ramban, he learns the pamoinim, the seich, the rimoinim means inside, not between. So he can make as many slits as he wants, and every single pamoin will have a rimon inside. So Lishitosai, the way they learn the tzura of the me'il fits with the way they learn the pamoinim and the rimoinim. I'm not going to, you'll ask. You could ask, Lefi Rashi, so what's the dogish of the posuk that you should put the pamoinim b'soich, there should be pamoinim b'nehem, b'soich, it's losha posuk is b'soich. Why were the pamoinim between the rimoinim more? That maybe it's the rimoinim that are between the pamoinim. That's the old question, if the zebra is white with black stripes or black with white stripes, which one is the emes? So when you look at the me'il of Rashi, the pasuk says, make sure that the pamoinim, the bells, are between the rimoinim. Foolish, you should put the pamoinim besoich. Why the pamoinim besoich a rimoinim more than the rimoinim besoich a pamoinim? Okay? We once spoke about this. I don't remember recently. Anyone, did we speak about it recently? But I'm not going to speak about it now. What was the Torah on this? But why did I say this over? It's interesting. One of the kashas the Ramban asks in Rashi is, he says, Lefi Yurashi, I don't understand what was the purpose of the pa'amoinim, of the rimoinim. What are they doing there? The pa'amoinim, which was the bells, was v'nishma koil. It had to make a koil. Bishleim lefi mi, says the Ramban, the rimoin was the holder. That's how the pamoinim were attached to the me'il, because they needed a holder. the Rimonim were attached to the mill, the Pamonim Besaych. Lefiyu, what were the Rimonim doing there? I never understood that kasha. He asked in Rashi, what was the purpose of the Rimonim? Maybe you should make Tapuche Zov. That's what he asked. Maybe make, like the, it seems like the Ramban was a clothes designer. That he knew how to, he knew how to, I could think of other ways to make the beged nicer. What the Ramban knew every single thread in the big day kahuna, why, what the pshat is, why it had to be like this, I don't know. Well, Fregdish, I'm saying, but I'm not arguing with the Ramban, I'm just coming from his take that I could, Lefi Rashi, what are these Rimonim doing here? What's the significance? I'm saying, you see this here, it's the second place where you see in the Ramban that the big day kahuna, the pshat shebekan was the niceness, the big day malchus, you have to set the stones like the jeweler said it. You have to design them like the people who know how to design clothes. Like his time is in Rashi is, you don't know how to design clothes and you don't know how to set jewelry. Rashi is saying, not in the big tycoon, I don't do that, but okay. Could be it belongs to the what we started with, what's the Nakuda of Lechavit Viteferis? What was it coming to? But I want to get to this. Back to us, the stones. Frek the Ramban of Rashi, that's not the way to, you want to show off a stone, this is the way to do it. So how do we answer Rashi? Saying the Pshat in Rashi like this. That if you want to show off, there are two ways to show off godless. You can see the whole thing, wow. But there's another way. Sometimes there's something that is so big and so chashuv, you cannot see the whole thing. Even if you look at the whole thing, ad rabba, if something is so valuable, and sometimes there are very, very hidden koichas in things, you show the whole thing off, kazer re'e v'kadesh, you think you got the whole thing. The nekuda, why they were in the boxes, well, you see the tap, because you're never going to see the whole thing. We want it covered. You're not going to see the whole thing. What was the Avnei HaChoshen Meramez on? Each Evan had a name. And each one was Keneged the Shevet. It was Avnei Zikoren Keneged each Shevet. Each one of the Shvatim. The Nakuda here is, each one of the Shvatim, which is also Meramez on each Yid, every single Yid, is like a precious stone. There's a lot more here than you see on the outside. You don't put it up like this. By a diamond, it's only what you see. There's nothing more inside than what you see. So that's why you set it like that, to see it all. But there's things that are more precious. There's a Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, he's Be'etzem, he's going on the Chovetz Halvavos, in the Hagdama to the Chovetz Halvavos. He's explaining why he called the Sefer Chovetz Halvavos. So he says, because the purpose of his Sefer, sometimes people write Sifrei Machshava, Hashkofa, Musar, to knock out Deos Koizvos, to tell you the Derech HaYosher that you should be going through, the Mesilas HaYosher, which path to take, how to get through the maze, to be Makhish Deos that are wrong. He says, I'm not doing that. So what's the purpose of his sefer? Kavanosi legalois, mashu tokua baseichel, what's inside your seichel, mishroshe daseinu, v'tomun binafshaseinu, mitoyreseinu, things that are tomun in our seichel, and our nefesh, and our lev. Kasher no oirer machshavoyseinu lachshoyv bohem. When I'm oirer your machshava to start thinking about that, tisbarer amitosom b'matzpuneinu. You will reach the amitas hadvorim in your matzpun, with inside you, not something outside convincing you. You have certain koichas inside you of hakoras ha'emes, and your koichas to be oived Hashem with all different abilities And to be maki the emes, you just don't know it. The choyvas halvovis, I know how to speak to the lave, says the choyvas halvovis, to press the right buttons to get you from inside to realize this. And Moshe Lamadov Adoyme, he said, someone came into the chotzer of his oyev, and there was a matmoin there. And he said, where's... the way he says it is, there was a choyze. I can't translate that right now. A choyze. Shenichnas b'chetzer echot me'oyev, and he told him, I'm margish that there's a matmoin here. Have I gosh, and you saw that there's a matmoin. So he started digging, and he found black silver. He says, it must be, so he started chipping it, polishing it, putting it in salt, and chaymetz, and all, back and forth, and until all of a sudden it came out, it was a beautiful, pure kesef. Wow. Achakach tziva balabai, so the balabai said, let's get to work on the rest of the house. If I found this over here, so he says, the chaymetz avavos, that is what I'm doing. I am polishing and showing you how to polish and make shine the matmoin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put inside you. That's why it's Chayves Halvavas. Yeah, sometimes you have to read the Hagdoma of the Sefer. It's a Nakuda, yeah? It's a Nakuda. It's there. What do we say in the tefillah for Yomim Neiroim? Ois biyadcha. We say before that.
Yeah.
It says there a lashon. What's it? Yeah, go on. It says a lesson. I want to hear. It says there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezgale v'chulu kimoy sheyadanu. What does it mean, kimoy sheyadanu? The son of Chaim Vloshin, at the end, now he suffers maybe, of Ruach Chaim or Nefesh, and one of them, he says it means kashe yadanu, the bakosh is this vort mamish. It should be mezgale the things that we know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mezgale, we know? We don't know. We're working on it. No. You do know. You just don't know that you know. It should be megalas of things that we really know and that we should know that we know. K'moy sheyadanu. K'moy sheyadanu. Rabbi Yisai says the Chassam Sofer in Ala Torah Parshas Tetzaveh, he brings this Chayvus Alvavas and he uses it to explain the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. Va'ato tedaber el kol chachmei lev asher mileisiv ruach chochmo. Simple pshat and pasuk is, speak to the chachmei lev, kama, which ones, which chachmei lev, the ones that I filled with chochmo, those. Says the chacham sofer, no, the pshat says chacham sofer. Ata tedaber el kol chachmei lev, this is what you should say. Tedaber, tell them, asher mileisiv ruach chochmo. That's what you should tell them. Tell them they have the koiches and they have the chochmo. Be megala to them. The koichas bekitzer, be megala to them the koichas that they have. They have koichas. Tell them asher milesiv. The Eibush to fill you with such unbelievable koichas, you have it. Lamayam, I don't feel it, I don't know. That's what he said. Milo isam. Rak what? Tzorech lemisha yo'oyer oisam v'yoydiyim ze. Kidei lehoitzi chochmosai hatakua b'koyach el apoyel. The job of Moshe Rabbeinu, sometimes the job of a Rebbe, is to bring the seichel and the koichas of someone out, min hakoyach el apoyel. When you ask sometimes a question, and I say, you answer it. Sometimes I push away the boy, I say, you answer, don't bother me. You answer it. Ever say that to Yaakov? So you answer the question. I'm not only being matcha, because I'm too busy and I don't want to be bothered. which may be true. But it's because I think you can answer it. That's why. And I want you to answer it. So you answer the question. You don't know the answer. I thought about it, don't know the answer. Someone came over to me this week. And yes, ma'am, I would love to say over the Kasha, but it's in the middle of the Sugya, deep in the Sugya of Rochav. Kasha in the Ritva, Stira in the Ritva, in the Sugya of Rochav. And I said, it's not a Kasha Bichlal. I said, okay, you go figure out why. He says, I thought about it for a while. It was an Avreichem. I'm a little nicer to the Avreichem. So if you get married, I'll be nicer to you. He said, Rebbe, I thought about it. And I did. I thought about it. I worked and I don't know the answer. I said, I'll give you two choices. You go sit down until you figure it out, or I'll tell you now. I'm giving you the choice you pick. He said, I said, the first one is more kedai to you. He said, please tell me. I said, okay. So I told him. Told him the Teretz. And I saw after it. It was so good, the Teretz, and so clear, and opened it up. He was like such chaval that I didn't work. Such chaval. Okay? But I said, you could bring a horse to water, but that's it. How does it go? You bring a horse to water. I gave him two choices. I said, listen, the first one is more kedai for you, but you're a Baal Bechira. You're a Baal Bechira. You choose. I don't force anything. You choose. You want this one? But the rabbi said, this is a moridik and moridik sam sefer. That is the job. That is the job. So, rabbi said, the avonim, back to Rashi with the avonim. Back to Rashi with the avonim. Each Evan had koichas tumunim inside. You want to put it on a pedestal? And like a diamond ring? No, you only see the top. You will never see everything that's inside. You will never see everything that's inside these avonim. All these koichas that could be brought out. That's the remez on the avnei tzikoron. That's the how does one get the koichas out? How does one? So one, you have to know what the koichas are. So I'll tell you how to get the koichas out. The Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parashas Tetzaveh, famous Medrash, brought in a few places, says, Klal Yisrael is Nimshal Zayis, Yifei Pri Toyar. Frek the Medrash, only a Zayis. Zayis is a bitter. Why is Klal Yisrael Nimshal to Zayis? Vahaloi Bekol Mine Ilonois Noim Mishubochim Nikri Yisrael, Gefen Te'eno, and many more. Tomor, Domus on the Tomor, and each fruit has Rimoim. Right? All these beautiful pears that we put in the charoises. Yeah, I don't know how the oil makes charoises. He's supposed to put all these types of pears in the charoises. No? Look it up. Look up. There are about 12 different shitas in charoises. In the Rishonim. I'm talking about Rishonim. There are 12, about 12 that I found. Different shitas in which pears to put in charoises. What do you think? It's a mabekach. No. You don't just go out. You don't go out to wherever you live and go out to what's the grocery store over there? I don't know whatever it is, and buy the charoises and the salt. You buy salt water also. They sell it. I saw in the five towns. I was there. They sell salt water. Last time I was there in the Erev Pesach, I happened to be around today. I was thinking, bring it back. Bring back Shmakazach. My wife won't have to make salt water before the. This is Agav. No, that wasn't Agav. This is Agav. That wasn't Agav. There's a Targum. The Targum Yishalmi. There's a Targum in Megillas Esther. Fascinating to go through. One of the things it goes through is the Lashon Hara of Haman. Haman was he was the Baki in Lishna Bisha. That's by Chazal. He was the master at Lashon Hara. And it brings down all the Lashon Hara that he told Achashverosh about the Yidden. And it's fascinating. By the way, what's fascinating in there is because there are certain halachas that the Rishonim bring from there. One of the things he told Achashverosh is that, the Yidden, if a fly drops in their wine, they just take it out and they'll drink it. But if you touch their wine, they won't drink it. The Rosh in Avodah Zohar brings this, and he brings a raya from here that what's the halacha if a fly falls into the wine when it's alive? Is it mavliya? Even if it dies, what happens is a barrier. It died in the wine. Is the wine still kosher? Is there blias? Because it's chaymet. It's. He brings a raya from the Lishna Bisha the Haman that it's mutter, because so said Haman. Interesting. So said Haman. There's a shari tshuva in Hilchas Simchas Torah that talks about the maril. The maril on sukkahs, when he was a child, he used to go around, it was Yom Tov, they used to burn down people's sukkahs and throw peiros for simcha and simchas Torah. And his father was mechiachim. He shouldn't be doing that. That's what they did on simchas Torah, not sukkahs, after sukkahs. After sukkahs. Simchas Torah was a Yom Tov. For the simcha, kvoid shel Torah, simchas Yom Tov. They used to burn down sukkahs and other stuff. Rabbi Yitzhai, that was the maril. There's still hope. For all of you, there's still hope. So, Pesach Shuva brings from Rishonim, well, it's Mal Tashchis, it's this, it's that. He sees one of the things that Haman was Malshin is that on certain Yom Tovim they throw Paris, on Simchas Torah they throw Paris around and they're throwing fruit. Look what they're talking about. It's brought, everybody said, there are three or four places that Rishonim bring it. But one of the things that Haman says is every other day and month they're busy. They're busy preparing Shabbos Hayoim, Yom Tov Hayoim. They're all busy. And this month, they're busy the whole month. And he brings Chodesh Adar. Every Yom Tov, they're all busy for a month before. This Yom Tov is all Shavuos, Pesach. Well, what are they busy in Chodesh Adar? Purim, it wasn't Purim yet. Little did he know. Wow, did he know what they're going to be busy with in Chodesh Adar? He said, Chodesh Adar, they're going out to the Sodeh, collecting picking the fruits and making sure all the date trees and Rimonim are good for their Charoises. Chodesh Adar was, they were busy in the Chodesh with the Charoises. You think Charoises is a Kleinikite? It's not a Kleinikite. I spent a lot of time on my Charoises because of this. To be Mekayim, the Lishna Bisha, the Haman. Because of the Charoises. So, back to us. I'm retracting back. Says the Medrash, Klal Yisrael is Nimshal Zayis. Why Zayis? There's many other fruits. Says the Medrash like this. Ma hazayis hazeh. Listen to this moshel. Ad shehu be'ilonoi, when it's on the tree, megargarin oisoi. They hit it with sticks. And then they pull off the olives, meridin oisoi min hazayis v'nechbot. You trample it. You choivit it. And then they put it in the gas. And they put it in a mitchan with stones. They crush it with stones. Then makifin oisoi b'chavolim. It goes through a very, very brutal, torturous process, and then noisne es Hashem. Kach umas ha'olam. Bo in kach Yisrael. Bo in umas ha'olam. Choyf ten oisem, yimokam lemokam. Choyf shen oisem, koyf shen oisem, makif shen oisem, terrible. Until they zoiche to do tshuva, zayis ranon. We'll say it over in unz, nusuch this medrash with the tzfas emes. Every other fruit, you look at the fruit, this is what it is. The beauty is there. Open it up, you'll see everything there. Except a zayis. Take a nice olive. Cut it. What are you going to see? Olive. Will you see that beautiful Shemen Zayis Zach that comes out with the first two people you will never see? Take a microscopic needle and try to get it out. It will not come out. There's hidden koiches in an olive, number one. You see the olive, you're not seeing it. You can just picture what's inside. But number two, how do you get it out? There's a way to get it out, not squeezing it. And you have to get hit. You have to work hard and get hit. And sometimes the Eibishter gives a person certain nefsiyonis that are difficult. Now, we're not talking about getting hit physically. You get hit. This happened and that happened. I wasn't expecting this and I thought this and I thought this. And you push through. Every single hardship in the Soyan is a choyveik b'makel that's bringing out more Shemen Zayizoch. You don't always see the Shemen Zayizoch yet. That is the Koiches of Iyid. The Sfasem is here, is Marich on this. And I want to end with, if you're in the month, I'll end. The Sfasem says, Vatihiyeno ha'avonim al Shemes b'nei Yisrael. Vatihiyeno is a Loshen of Chiyos. You'll take a look. It's the Sfasem in Likutim. It's not in all the Sfasem. It's the Beshtik Lachem. In my opinion, in the Likutim, the back. He says they had chiyus. They were alive. The Avonim, the Avnei Achoshen, were alive. They had chiyus. So shver. It wasn't a doimim. It wasn't a doimim v'tzameach. It had a bechin of chiyus. I mean, the letters did were meyer for the Urim v'tumim. And he says like this, where did these stones come from? Where did they get these shtei mitzvei avonim? He says, kayadua, nice avonim are not found like this. They're found in mixed up. You have to find other rocks and you have to mine them. You go to a gold mine, you're not going to see gold. If you see gold, it's not a gold mine. That's not a gold mine. There's rocks and other elements that you have to dig and plow through. He says, these avonim, he brings this from, he says, how does he know this? He saw it in two places. That's where, it's true, right? Diamonds come from, you have to mine diamonds till you find them. Pearls, where do pearls come from, right? They go deep in the ocean, they open the oysters. He said, it's mevur in the science books, and he saw it in the Koshin Samagin. Those are his two makaris that he brings for this. And he says, these shtei mitzvei avonim were the avonim that Yankiv Avinu laid down on. It was those avonim. That's where it started. Yankiv Avinu put his head down on that those avonim. They became echod, they had chiyas. Klal Yisrael went through Yitzias Mitzrayim, and now these avonim became precious stones that had chiyas. So, that's this nekuda. Rabbi Yisrael, maybe I'll be Messiah. One small nekuda on Parsha Zohar just to be Yaitzah for the Oilamir. Maybe it's one small nekuda. Is as follows. We're not going to talk about the halacha part of Parsha Zohar. But every mitzvah has a tam. It's a mitzvah deraisa. Is it once a year, once in your lifetime, once every... That's not... But it's a mitzvah deraisa to be zoiche ma'is amalek. What's the tam ha-mitzvah? I'm not talking about mechias amalek. We're talking about zechiras ma'is amalek. Why? Why should we remember? The Rambam in Hilchas Melochim is mevur. To remember is to bring eva v'sina. That we should have eva v'sina. Mashmoyis Rambam is that we should give us the koichas to be mekayim mechias amalek. That's what's mashma from the Rambam there. The Eibishter knew there's going to come a certain generations where there's going to be people, the first cousins of the animal rights movement, that are going to look at this mitzvah and they're going to say, what, kill out Amalek? It looks brutal, barbaric. The same ones that have rachmonis on animals. Those are usually, by the way, from the cruelest people in the world. The most cruel people, insensitive, zero midas, no shaykhs to anything, are people from the animal rights group movement. Or the ones who have rachmanis, the big bali rachmanis. And there's a reason behind it. There's a very simple reason. Because the chashivas for animal rights people is not because they love animals. It's because they don't see the difference between an animal and a people, that's why. People have rights, you love people, so you love animals. So they think they're animals, and they think you're animals. So that's what's behind it. But Akol Ponim, so says the Eibishter, there's a mitzvah, don't ever forget what they did. That's the Rambam. You take a look, the Rambam in Hilchas Melochem Barichos. The Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the mitzvah Sheshochachon Oysun HaRambam, mitzvah Zayin. That's the mitzvah of Zechiras Ma'aseh Miriam. That's where the Ramban is. He says the mitzvah is shenei dash, that we should know and give over to our children. Sheloi al chinom tziva hakadosh baruch hu limchois hashemom elo michemlas Hashem aleinu. Why did Hashem say kill them? Because of what they did to you. Not to be ma'or the sinner, but to be ma'or the avas hakadosh baruch hu. Anyone starts up with them, you have to speak to me. Anyone starts up with them, I get involved. He's the great uncle. He's the uncle says, anyone touches my nephew, watch out. Doidi Li. The Doidi Li was Mechem Las Hashem Oleinu. And that, Rabbi say, the reason why Amalek got Mochei Timche is no one, zero. That's a Milchoma and an oynish that no other Ummah got like Amalek. The reason is, for this, there's a goyin in Megillas Rus. When Nomi came back from Stei Moyov, and they looked at her, and she said, "Don't call me Nomi anymore. Ki heimar shakai li ma'oid." She says, "I had a bitter, bitter, bitter punishment. I have a bitter life. That's it." How did she know it's not going to change and get better? Says the goyin over there. Moshe Lamad Davadoimer, a king had two children. One brother got up and killed the other one. So the Ritzach, they put him in jail, they bring him before the king, and he says to him, "You know, you're going to punish me? I'm your son." "No, Rachmanos." He says, "You're 100% right. Mitzad you, I can't bring out the Midas Hadin over here. You're my son. I'm bringing out the Midas Rachmanos. But the Midas Rachmanos for my other son that you killed is Machayev that I take Nekomo." Says the Goyin, in Shemayim, there's Sanegor and Kategor. Sanegor and Kategor. If the Kategor is against you, so you have the Sanegor, you turn to the defendant. But what happens if the defendant also is against you? That's it. That's what happened. That's what Nomi was saying. The reason Hashem punished me is not because of the Averis that I did. It's because he was Merachim on you. So I have no solution. I have no one to turn to. That's why it's going to be bitter. That's what the Ramban is saying. Amalek's punishment is not just for what he did. It's because Baruch Hu loves us. So there's, just like Rabbi said, we once spoke, that sometimes a person is zeichet to such a brocha that malach ra oyne omein. What does that mean, malach ra oyne omein? It means you got the accuser, the kateger on your side by Shabbos. Kol ha'omer vayichulu, the malachim bring you to your house, they give you the malach toy gives you a brocha, and the malach ra says omein. That is your set. That's what. So Amalek was the opposite. He pushed the wrong buttons and he got them. Lafi the Rambam, had they come out in the Rambam Shul, when they came out of Pasha Zohar, I don't know exactly, but that's maybe there was probably some burning garbage cans over there. It was a serious, serious matzav over there. In the Ramban Shul, when they came out of Pasha Zohar, it was a different matzav. It was an Avas Hashem. L'chaim. Boi Sadam, have a good Shabbos.
Doesn't give an answer.
Yeah.
Who did? The Einikel of Goldrich.
You went crazy on
what? He loved it. Your answer is crushing. That.